Chapter 17. Written in Stone. Right there, on her scrap of paper, the words couldn't have been clearer. Dewpoint will betray some pony. One will be imprisoned. There was no denying it. Daring Do had definitely been betrayed and was now imprisoned inside the muffled room with no visible escape. No windows or doors, other than the way in which she'd entered, and walls so thick that if one screamed at the top of her lungs, no pony would ever hear her. But Daring Do didn't panic. Instead, she began to see the entrapment as a new puzzle. When approached the right way, every obstacle was. A quick experiment in removing the monocle from her eye determined that even if Daring Do could see the sky around her, she was still hopelessly trapped. And it was just too strange seeing the ground below and not being able to reach it. She decided to put the monocle back on in favour of her own sanity. Daring paced around, rubbing her chin with her hoof in a thoughtful manner. Dewpoint opened the door via a thin crack in the stone, so there must be another here somewhere, she muttered aloud. She began to inspect every inch and edge of the wall, searching for tiny seams in the stone slabs. When nothing turned up, Daring looked for patterns in the marble, starting from the ground. When she reached the frieze near the ceiling, she noticed something extraordinary. The carvings that were too small to view from the floor were actually very intricate and beautiful. She saw depictions of the ruler and his guards, the legendary visit from Comet Tail the Starry-Eyed, and the birth of Duchess Precipita. It was the history of the Cirrostratons told through images. Daring soon lost track of the minutes and then the hours. She was learning so much about the mysterious city and its inhabitants that she forgot she was imprisoned at all. The pony hovered near the ceiling, beating her wings to stay afloat as she smoothed her hoof over the expert carvings and leaned in close to inspect every last detail. Near the end of the last panel on the fourth wall, Daring Do had a shock. There was a tiny version of herself staring back at her. The events of the day were all there. Daring stealing the monocle from the statue of Count Cumulonimbus. Daring walking through the streets of the city. Daring sitting inside Grand Mayor Clement's tent. The depiction was so detailed, she could even make out the tiny rip on her fake set of Cirrostratan ears. Then, there she was, walking along with Dewpoint, finally sitting inside a tiny version of the very room she was in. The thought that there might be tinier carvings of the carvings made her head hurt. Fascinating! Daring exclaimed, forgetting she was imprisoned. The carvings magically appear as they happen! As soon as the words escaped her mouth, Daring saw an image materialise on the wall. It was of the Duchess, galloping down a castle hallway, her cape flying out behind her, and a look of concern upon her face. Surely she wasn't headed toward Daring. Screech! The heavy stone skidded across the ground. There she was, Duchess Precipita, the heiress to the cloud city of Cirrostrata, standing in the open doorway. Her light blue coat was contrasted by her jewels, a thin gold crown and gold latticed cuffs around her hooves. Her white mane was combed into a soft updo that accented her handsome cheekbones and big, bright eyes of yellow. "Brumby sent you," she said, smiling at Daring. "I've been waiting," her cheeks flushed pink, "for so long."